Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Charles Barkley, always controversial, was on NBA radio. And we're talking about, you know, different things, what's wrong with the game, what's good with the game. And he talked about the issue of load management and what needs to change and what the owners maybe should do about it.
I'm sure some players are going to be pissed off about that. They'll say he's, you know, siding with the owners. But, yeah, a little the old guy. It's a different league now than it was back then.
Same number of games, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how far you want to go back. But, yeah.
Well, I'm Charles Barkley.
Yes, Charles Barkley. Yeah, they played probably 80 or 82 back then, too. Okay, so he's right. Fans, you go, I mean, there was one game, I think Cleveland, I forget who they played, and, you know, Donovan Mitchell didn't play. You know, no. Who knows? Sometimes the guys are legitimately hurt, and they're playing back. They're playing on a back-to-back, and they need the rest. I know it's a different time, and you sit there, so, you know, because back in the day, they, you know, took trains, and, you know, they flied commercial, and, you know, they still played all the time, and guys were playing, you know, 45 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys don't. You know, the stars might play 38, 40 minutes a game. Nobody's playing very rarely 48 minutes, 45 right. minutes a game. These guys do get their rest. They get amazing hotel accommodations, travel accommodations. And you have to feel for the fans, not just the ones who are spending money at the game, especially like when you're playing a team from the West, mm-hmm. like here, but the East. You know, the Clippers come in with Kawhi Leonard, and, you know, he plays the night before. You know he's not playing the next night. And that's, I think that's what happened. He did not play here, but he played Toronto where he played, you know, yeah. won a championship. So he played in that game.
Well,
I mean, or if you're even just turning on the television, you say, oh, wow, I want to watch Cleveland. Oh, Donovan Mitchell's not playing. Oh, yeah, whatever.
So that's going to be the question is the owners have a product that they're trying to sell, and it's competitive basketball. It's intriguing basketball. What's more important in regards to making that happen? Is it if Kawhi Leonard comes to town and you can sell some tickets for, you know, fans to go see him?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, hey, I'm going to turn a TV on and you get more views if Kawhi Leonard is playing? Or insert any superstar.
Right.
And so it's a fine line. And are you going to get poor effort from guys? How do you prove that some of these injuries are
true.
Legitimate or not injuries? And are you going to have games? This is a bit of an extreme, but are you going to have times if the owners win this battle and they say you have to go out there and play, are you going to have two teams go and look at each other and go, you know what, this is one of those games where we're just not going to play very hard, and then you have
a horrible product on the
Pro
floor.
Bowl game. Like the NFL is getting rid of the Pro Bowl. Like, are you going to have a game like that?
Look, Barkley's exaggerating when he says, you know, these guys are missing half the season. That's crazy. You know, there's very little of that. But there is, especially back-to-backs and things like that, where guys don't play. And I know your health and your body is your asset when you're trying to, you know, get to the playoffs and win a championship. But it's just not it's not fair, and I'm not trying to be old guy here, but Barkley is right. I would like to hear what the fans out there think. 248-539-9797.
Okay, we've identified a problem. You and I have talked about it. I don't like load management. I know fans, when they go to the parks or they go to the arenas, they want to be able to see the guys that they're paying tickets to go see. They want to turn on the TV. They want to see those guys. Okay, we've identified the problem. How about we identify some solutions? I mean, there's a lot of people that could point out problems in this country.
Well, yes.
So let's point out a few solutions.
Well, Steve Kerr said maybe if you play 72 games, if you play 10 less games, and over the same period of time where you stretch them out, where you don't have back-to-backs, then you get more participation from the players.
Okay.
What that means, though, less games,
less revenue, less
money for the players, too.
That's where you start talking about the CBA. And, okay, if we're going to pare this down, we don't want back-to-backs, especially road games.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you're going to have to say, well, okay, if we're not going to have back-to-backs, if we keep with 82, now that season's going to have to go into, what, July? You don't want to start it earlier because nobody watches. They're all watching the NFL.
Right.
So what? How do you make that happen? You have to then say, okay, well, we're going to take away 8-10 games. We're going to have a 72-game season because you guys don't want to play 82 mm-hmm. games. All right, that's fine. Well, they'll be able to put a number to it. Is it, you know, if they're making $2 billion a year, are they only going to be making, you know, what, 20% less than that? Or whatever that number is.
Right. Are the owners willing to do that too? It's not just a player's thing as well.
Well, the owners are not going to take less money. We could throw that out there. They're not going to take less money. The part of the pie that's going to get smaller is the one that goes to the players.
Yes, but are the networks going to – networks have to pay less money if they're getting less games too, though, right?
Right. So that's the owners less money are going to say, we want the same amount of money or at least the same percentage of money, which means you also have to take a less amount of money. I just don't see them agreeing to it.
Right, and I think Kerr's right. I think that is the only solution to this, where you spread it out, less games, and no back-to-backs, or very few. Let's talk to Shane in Oxford. Good morning, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just have a question for you. Why do you guys think this is such a problem in the NBA, but not a problem in the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NFL? You hear about managers keeping their players out of games to keep them healthy, and the players are aggravated or upset by it. But in the NBA, it's the players going to the managers or going to the owner saying they don't want to play. I just wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's interesting. You brought up baseball. In some cases, it is, like you said, the managers. But in other cases, it's the players too. It's kind of interesting to me that the most physical sports out of the four have very little load management, so to speak. When it happens in the NFL, it's basically to keep guys healthy for the playoffs or to, you know, secure a draft choice, so to speak.
Right.
In hockey, it very rarely happens. You know, it does happen occasionally, but not like it does. Basketball is number one. There's no doubt about it, and I don't know why.
Could you imagine Patrick Mahomes going to Andy Reid and saying, load management, I don't want to play today or next week even?
No.
Just would never happen.
No. It's nuts.
Well, first of all, I believe, as John would say, that's what practice is. You load management practice in the week.
Yeah. Right. Veteran guys don't practice all week.
Correct.
Every single day. You get to the end of the year, and it's, hey, you take the pads off 3 or 4 weeks into the season. Mm-hmm. It's there. But you're also – it is the most physical, but it's once every 7 days.
Right.
For the most part.
You know what? Tom Brady was heavily criticized for having the ability to take off Wednesdays. And that was just practice.
Yeah.
And we know that that was optional. And I do think he showed up actually quite a few of the Wednesdays. But he had the option not to.
Right.
He was criticized for it. The greatest quarterback of all time, who probably doesn't need to really be there anymore. He was held accountable.
Yeah. And another player, circumstances are a little bit different. But you're kind of left wondering. Lamar Jackson at the end of the year.
Right.
Was he really hurt? How hurt was he? Was that a contract issue? Hey, I'm going to hold out because I don't want to get hurt, and I'm hoping for a big-time contract this offseason. You didn't give it to me, so I'm going to make you pay now.
I don't – especially for the playoffs, I don't think any athlete would purposely sit out a playoff game, any of them.
There's still a lot of questions.
I understand that, but to me, you're.
I would agree with you, and there's always going to be an anomaly.
I understand that. I just will never believe that a player would ever purposely sit out a playoff game, especially in a sport where it's one and done with one playoff game, as opposed to like a best of seven or anything like that. No, that's the fabric of him. I think he was hurt. Dan, you're on 97, won the ticket.
Hey, Stoney. Hey, John. Love you guys' show. I listen
Thank
every
you.
Morning, so
Thank
I want to say that up front. I'm 100% with Charles Barkley. I think what needs to happen in the CBA is that the owners need to look at how many days are in the actual season. And for every day that these guys take off, you take, you just say, okay, there's 200 days in the season. You're making $50 million. We're going to divide it out by days. And every day you take off, whether it's practice or a game, and it's your choice, not a true injury, we're taking that money from you. Because I couldn't imagine when I was a kid and I went to a Pistons game and I was going to see the Pistons play the Bulls, Michael Jordan said, oh, boy, you know, my pinky toe hurts. I'm not going to play tonight. I had a fight with my wife, or my kid was up last night. I can't make it into work today. I mean, I don't get that. You guys don't get to do that. I think it's just complete garbage, you know, that you buy tickets to see LeBron James when he comes in town, which I would never do. But some people do that, and he has the night off because of the Pistons.
Well, and in fairness, he is one of the he's not a load management guy, so
hasn't been. No.
I wouldn't put LeBron on that list.
Nope.
I do think that this is. I think there's a lot of talk that this is like all on the players. I think there is a bit of a mentality from coaches
True.
And GMs to load manage as well, because if I'm playing for the championship, my mentality is I'm not losing the championship because I ran Giannis into the ground in January and February, and now he's gassed in May.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not doing that to Jason Tatum.
In the last 2 years, what have we talked about in the NBA playoffs? It's been a battle of attrition.
Right.
And how much, whether it's, what was it last year, Devin Booker was hurt? Again, I'm trying to go back in my memory banks, which for the NBA is not great, but. That's one thing that I know that we have had great conversations about,
yes.
How much that has affected who actually wins an NBA championship.
Right, the first team or first player coached that they actually called it like load management, I believe, was with Tim Duncan with Popovich. He didn't want to play guys because of that reason. Yes, so you're gonna have, if you're gonna, like what the caller suggested about docking pay, you're gonna have to have the coaching staff and the management sign off on that too. So yes, it's. Not always a one-way street. Some players would rather play.
Man. Well, and if the players, if that championship, it means so much to them, and the coaches, which it should,
mm-hmm.
if they're looking at it going, you know what, hey, in 82 games, I can only really play 70 of those. And I want to make sure that I'm available as a coach. I want to make sure all of my, my stars are available. Then you have to look at, is the season, are there just too many games?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, you take away games, it's less money to go around.
Right.
Too many games and too many playoff teams.
Well,
if it's about getting in,
with that.
And
yeah.
You make the regular season more important if there's not as many playoff teams.
Well, I think in all sports, you want less playoff game, but that's never going to happen. I mean, the NFL added one, one in each conference a couple years ago, and they might even add another one. Some ticket text. Charles Barkley's correct. When he was playing the game, it was a lot more physically demanding than it is today. Load management has ruined the NBA, in my opinion, Robin Grant Blank. Now, I won't say it's more physically demanding. It's more physical, that type of style, but the running, the fat, that stuff is at a higher level today.
So is medicine.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
I mean, that it all, you got to take it all into the entire scope of it.
I'm just answering his thing about the game.
Pace of the game is way faster than it was
in
the 90s.
And that's part of the physical demand. If they play a game, you get paid. If you don't play a game, you don't get paid. If I miss a day of work, I don't get paid. Okay, but these guys have guaranteed contracts. Some of us have guaranteed, vacation days is one thing. But like we're allowed, if we want to use sick days, but in this show, nobody uses a sick day unless they're really, really sick, as I proved stupidly. Yes. Yeah.
Well, can you imagine if we said to Jimmy, like, hey, I'm going to take a load management day?
Yeah.
I wonder what his response would be.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's stupid.
Isn't that vacation?
Oh, load management would be... No, you're taking your vacation day. You're saying to take a vacation day. You go to your boss and you say, I want to take a load management day.
Right.
Yeah, does he give you a sick day for that?
Right.
Or does he tell you to go to hell?
Right. It's a personal day. I mean, look. Or
Jimmy tells you to go to hell.
Right.
Yeah, mental health day.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, look, are we just putting just different names on this? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just it's the label right. is all it is.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
All right. Say defeat the label.
It's like the possession receiver.
A great group, defeat the label. 248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.